The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 1st, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Is it not packed? It's sexually intercourse in the beginning of life. Then why it is not always successful? We say that when the life, living entity is there in the seminar and it is put into the woman's womb, then body develops. Therefore, the beginning is the life. This is practical. And this life is the part and parcel of the Supreme Life. That the beginning is God. Janmadrasya Jada. Tathata Brahma Vijnana. So, we have to establish this theory in this misguided world that. And besides that, why they cannot produce life from matter? What is the value of that step? That they have not been able. Where is the proof that from matter life comes? Do you?
Proof is under investigation.
Huh? That is not. This proof from life is coming, there is proof, so many proof. A man, animal, trees, everything is coming from life. Up till now, nobody has seen that a man is born from stone. Nobody has seen. Sometimes it is called Bistik Tandulna. You know that? Bistik Tandulna. Bistik means scorpion. And Tandul means rice. Sometimes you see some heaps of rice, the scorpion is coming. But that is not that the rice has given birth to the scorpion. You have not seen in your country? We have seen it. From the rice, heaps of rice, one scorpion, small scorpion is coming. The fact is that the parent of the scorpion, they put their eggs within the rice and being fermented, the scorpion. Not that from rice the scorpion is coming. That what is called Bishik Tandulna. Bishik means scorpion and Tandul means life. So, matter is, life is coming from matter. This is called Bishik Tandulna. Life cannot come from matter. Besides that, just like when there is life, living entity, the body grows. Body changes or grows as you say. But if the child is dead or come out dead, then the body does not grow. Then matter is growing on life. Why a dead child born, it does not grow? What is the reason? Hmm? What is your scientist saying?
They would say that somehow the chemical reactions are not going right in the body, in the dead body.
Did you give the chemical? You rascal, you have got so many chemicals, why don't you give it? What is the use of saying like that? Now the child is dead. Now you give some chemical injection and bring it into life. Why you cannot do that? If you cannot do that, then why, what is the nonsense saying that some chemical is missing? If it is missing, you will replace it. Why you cannot replace?
Because they haven't found out the chemical.
That's what you are asking. You do not know what is that chemical, and still you say that some chemical is missing. This is going on, bluffing, cheating. This should be stopped. You do not know what is that chemical missing, still you say some chemical is missing. What do you say like that?
Recently there are some journals come out. The title is called The Origin of Life. I was bringing in the school and discussed started about from last year. And they have an international association of scientists. And they discussed about the origin of life. And then I wrote a letter to the editor of that journal. And they replied that we're going to have another meeting, international meeting in Japan in 1977. There will be several meetings in Europe in the coming years. So their aim and objective is to prove that life started from chemicals. It's a big group, all international scientists. So he asked me to become a member.
So you become member and protest, no, and prove. You just become the opposite.
I also asked whether they
don't say yes, it is a no, don't. That is the idea.
So right now we are planning to write that book all together with our brothers and say it to the board. We have some background and we learn from the book. And then after that we can.
This kind of answer that if I ask you,
yes,
that you produce life from chemicals, and if you answer that yes, we shall do it in future, that is not very scientific answer. What do you think? Is that very scientific answer?
That's what they think is scientific.
How it is scientific? But life is already there. Not that the life production is depending on your future scientific research. The life is already going there. Hundreds and thousands and millions. You say that you do not know. Why you are claiming that in future you shall know? There is no need of your knowing, it is already going on. You do not know. That is your position. And still you are declaring yourself a scientist. You are misleading. You can make a fool's paradise, that is another thing. But you do not know at the present moment, but the things are going on. Life is being produced without your knowledge. So you admit that you have no knowledge. And without having knowledge, you are declaring yourself a scientist. How much cheating it is. It is not that it is depending on your future knowledge. It is already going on. Life is being produced. So if you think that in future by chemical combination you will produce life, so that chemical composition is already there, going on. So you have to find out who is that scientist, not that chemical composition. Who is that scientist who is producing so many lives and chemicals? That is real intelligence.
That's why we title our book as The Origin of Life and Matter. We do not talk simply life.
Yeah.
Because
origin of everything.
Yes. So matter, actually matter, origin of the chemicals. The this carbon, hydrogen, these elements. This also there's a brain behind it.
Yes.
That is the chemicals.
Yes. So we have to find out who is that brain, who is the science. That is real research. Adhāda brahma jignāsa. This is brahma jignāsa. Jignāsa means inquiry. And who is that brain? Because things are already going on. It is not depending on your so-called research. It is already going on nicely. So your business should be, who is that brain behind it? That should be your research. Not that how chemical combination can be. It is already being produced. Without your so-called scientific knowledge, it is already going on. So as you are taxing your brain, the how this chemical combination produces life, so that brain is already there. Otherwise how life is coming? What do you think? So why you are trying to find out the chemicals? You find out the brain, as you are taxing your brain to find out the chemical. Yeah. The original brain has already done it. Now you find out who is that person who has got such a nice brain.
This is real research.
That is real research. Yeah. You point out this. Not that your chemical combination, it is already done. And people are already taking advantage like that. If there is some discovery by some scientist, he praises the man who has discovered this.
He names the man. Experiment
yes.
The man.
The man is important who has done it. The person is important. So, am I right or not?
Yes.
So find out the person. Who is that person?
Suppose they say that it just came about by chance.
That is kick on your face with boots. Immediately. That's right. That is the answer, only answer. Rascal don't have such chance. The only answer is to kick his face with the boot. That's right. As soon as he says chance.
So Richard Prabhu is going to write a topic, a chapter there, that mathematical proof of the idea that chance comes into play. That he's going to.
Your mathematics is also imperfect, because you are imperfect. You are imperfect. There is nothing chance. There must be cause. You do not know the cause, you cannot find out if you are taking a loophole chance. Then why you are making so many scientific research? Chance, let it happen everything by chance. Then what is the use of your scientific research? Let everything happen by chance. There is no chance.
Another answer that we come across when we talk with these people.
There is nowadays the chance theory.
Chance is not so much popular, but the answer that chemicals are supplied by nature. That's
no, what is nature? That you cannot explain.
That is the answer there, sir.
Huh?
When we ask the scientist.
But what is his nature?
Yes, the nature is not understood.
Yes, that means you are a scholar. You have not understood. You have no knowledge. As soon as you cannot explain, you prove your foolishness. That's all. That is not scientific chance, nature. What is the nature? Who is connecting nature? How the nature is going on so nicely?
You said before they were acting as teachers, but actually they are still students.
Then they're cheater. They're cheater, not teacher. Cheater. They have no full knowledge, still they have become teachers. You cannot become teacher unless you have got full knowledge. That is cheated.
Suppose that they acknowledge the fact that they do not know.
Yes.
They challenge, how do you know what you believe is right?
Because I have approached the Supreme Brain, Krishna. He is the perfect person in knowledge. Vaishajyasya jnana vedaham samitritan. He knows everything. He is conducting nature. Maya dhakshena pratiti syate sachalam. Jashyagvayabhravati sambhritakāla chakra janmādhasya yatā. So we know from the perfect, therefore my knowledge is perfect. I am not perfect, that's fact. But my knowledge is perfect. It's like I am not an electrician. But the electrician has told me that you push this button, there will be light. Standing there. What is the use of becoming electrician? I want light, and the electrician told me that put this button, I am doing that, and light is there. That's all. You cannot say, you are not an electrician, how you can say the light? I know from the perfect person and his acting. This is our position. It doesn't require that I will have to become electrician. The electrician has told that he put this button and there is light. Does it require that I will have to become an electrician to conduct this light?
No, since it requires that one listen.
That's all. Therefore, Shruti, Veda. Tad vijnanartham sa guru me bhavatu. Hear from the guru and do it. That's all. Guru mukha padma bhaksa chitte te koriya uitko. Now, what is that? Sam? Who knows the Sam? Sri Guru Charana Padma. Do not try to research anything. That is fine. Arana Kuryamone ask. If the Guru is perfect, your knowledge is perfect. And the how Guru becomes perfect, he has heard from his Guru. That's all. Evam parampara prapam. Krishna is the original Guru. Imam vipassati rogam prattavāna haṁ abhyam vivaśyān manavetrāho. This is paramahat. You hear the Lord Brahma heard from Krishna. Tene brahma rida ādita vai. He gets the knowledge to Brahma. Brahma distributed the knowledge. the Vedic knowledge is perfect. The Vedic knowledge comes from the Supreme Person, Vedaham. Vedaśya sarve ahamaiva vedam, vedānta vid, vedānta kṛtya aham. The Vedic knowledge coming from Krishna, and it is received by Brahma. And then Narada receives, then Vyāsadeva receives, then he gives us all this Vedic literature. Do you understand? Yes, sir. It is not by so-called rascals research. Research means the rascal. Yes.
Krishna says, take it from me.
Yes. And if he wants to make research, then he is a rascal number one. If you want to make research, then search out what is the original brain. Not this process. Process is already going on. What is the use of your research? Nonsense. Suppose by chemical competition if you produce one, like you'll never be able. But still, if you think that you'll be able, or you become able, then what is credit to you? Without your help, there are millions and millions of life are being manufactured. Without your help, then what is your credit?
Imitating barking dog.
There's some millions of dogs are barking, and one man has learned how to bark like dog, and people will go to see him by purchasing ticket. This is their foolishness. Suppose if you, somehow or other, become able to produce light from chemicals, then what is your credit? It is like barking dog. Millions of dogs are barking. Now you have learned how to bark like dog. So what is your credit? It may be for the rascal fools that you are scientists. But we are not so rascal.
They were class.
Yeah.
Fools were class.
Yes. How nice barking, huh? How you have learned to bark. You see? We are not so fools. Krishna devade sevara chatu. The first class intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. All rascals. Krishna said, Namana Duskitana Mura. As the only scientist, Maya Apurita Jnana. They have no knowledge. All rascals. Krishna says, Maya Apurita Jnana, that he is not thinking that suppose I can produce life by chemical company, then what is my credit? The life is already there, it is going on very nicely. What do you think, Balaman? If the things are going on nicely, then where is my credit? Either you say by chance or by God's arrangement, by nature, but things are going on nicely. See, it is the same thing, to learn how to bark. Barking is going on. But he wants to take credit by learning how to work. Yes.
You try to imitate that.
Yes. That he cannot. And that is his foolishness. Therefore we say that you are cheating. Things are already there, why not? What is your credit?
Scientist is trying to be the hero. Krishna is the hero, he has done everything first. The scientist wants to be the hero.
You have to present like this. What is the credit? Suppose by chemical composition you can manufacture one ant. That is not possible, you are sure, you will never be able. That you are assured. But even if you are able, then what is your credit? The credit is the man has learned how to bark like a dog. That's this much credit.
when they are able to make life, then they are going to say that there is no God.
Huh?
If they are going to be able to make life.
Yes. So first of all, you produce, then say. Why you are anticipating that you will be able to make?
So who's the bigger God?
Yeah. Huh?
Who's the bigger God? If I make one ant, and there's already many, many ants made by a bigger God than me.
Yes, yeah, so he's God. Whoever has made the most, he should be God.
Yeah.
Well, we must recognize Krishna as a big scientist.
That is it. But this foolishness is going on throughout the whole world, and scientists and people are after the so-called scientists, Darwin. So we want to stop this misleading. That is our duty.